I hold not like that. I hold that this Hazor sprinkling the Mechatesh you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're asking me a question. If you're allowed to do the Shchita, which is an Issa D'Raisa, why can't you do this Poshet Issa D'Rabbonin? So Bekiva said, I'll tell you the opposite way, maybe. Or Echilif, let's change it around. Marim Hazor, I know for sure you are not allowed to do the sprinkling on the person on Shabbos. So I'll tell you like this. Marim Hazor, she mishum Shavuot. It's only Yosef, Midrabbonin on Shabbos, still ain't a doichat Shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, even when it's Erev Pesach, and the person is telling me he won't be able to bring his korban Pesach because of this. So maybe shchita, enachnami the shchita to shech the animal, she mishum malacha, which that's an issue, that's one of the lamates malachis, and the din shalai titchas a Shabbos. Maybe enachnami like Akiva wants to say how strong he holds the svara. So maybe true, maybe it's not even the shchita should not be doich a Shabbos. Omolei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar told back to him, Akiva, or kato mashkos of a Torah, that you can't say. You're taking away something, you're uprooting something that says in the Torah. Or kato mashkos of a Torah, b'moyadoi. The Pasuk says, you bring the Korban Pesach b'moyadoi at its right time. At its right time means, bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Where the Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, or whether it comes out on Shabbos, a Korban Pesach has to be brought. So there's enough in the Pasuk that says, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So how could you, Rabbi Kiva, tell me now? Maybe no. So Omaloi. So Rabbi Kiva said like this. Omaloi, Rabbi, Haboli Moyed Le'elu Kemoyed L'Shchita. It's Einach Nami, 100% right. Where the Torah says, Moyadoi, it has to be done today. Today is the time to do it and no other time. Havad, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Shchita. When is the time you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach? Only on Yud Dalet Nisan, after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, that's the only time. So if today is Shabbos, you're allowed to do it today. Mashenk and these other things is the time to do it only today. You could have done it yesterday. You could have carried your behema yesterday to Yerushalayim. You could have brought it chus tchum yesterday. You could have cut off the ward on the animal yesterday. So therefore, klal omer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says the klal is like this: Kol malacha she'er shalat soysim erev Shabbos. Anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, you should have cut off the ward of the animal before Shabbos. You should have brought it into your shlaim. You should have carried it to the base of Midrash before Shabbos. Then we say, Ein adoich at Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Masheke and Shchita, the actual shechting of the Korban Pesach, sheyesh shalat soysim erev Shabbos. That you can't do before Shabbos. Because it's puzzle. The Zman Shchita's Korban Pesach is bedavka on Yud Dalet v'nitzin after Chatzos. So if Yud Dalet comes out on Shabbos, doich at Shabbos. Then it's doich at Shabbos. So the kid said, this is the machlokes, the mishnah between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva says anything he could have done before Shabbos is not doich Shabbos, and Rabbi Elazar says he has his kal v'chaim and no. Madach yisim malachis, the Torah was matted to do it for Korban Pesach. It is svara all these surah the rabbanis also go off. Anything you want to do now for the purpose of your Korban Pesach is mutter to do on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Elazar's svara. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Torah was only matter because these things you can't do before. But anything you could have done before, you have no right to do it on Shabbos. That's the machlokes.
You couldn't make him tired.
Oh, right, right. Hazor is a different svar. Right, right. Right, according to this svar, you have to know why Hazor is the loser. That was seen in the Gemara, right. Hazor is a special listener, right. See, Hazor, the Rabbanan asks the Stam, so you never let us sprinkle a person. That's a Stam Shavuos. So even though now it comes down there with Pesach, when it's a question to making the guy turn out, they didn't take off their Yisurim. This we'll see, right. This we'll see in the Gemara. This the Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say the reason for that. Tana Rabbanan. Halacha zu nis alma mibnei b'seira. By b'nei b'seira, they once forgot this halacha that says in the Mishnah. So Rashi shepesu d'resta shedrich Shabbos. They forgot this halacha, that if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the korban or not? They forgot the halacha. So Rashi b'nei b'seira nisiyim hoyu. They were the nisiyim, they were the kings, the presidents then, and they forgot the halacha. Is pa machas chalar ba'osulius for Shabbos. One time Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Shachachu, the nisiyim then forgot. For lo yodo, they didn't know. In Pesach zoyches a Shabbos simlav, is it yes or not? Omru, so they said, chlum yesh odom sheyodeyim Pesach zoyches a Shabbos simlav. They asked around, made a big announcement in shul. Does anybody know this halacha? If Pesach comes, Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could you bring the Korban Pesach or not? They asked the question. Omru lehem, so they answered back, odom echad yesh, there's one person here in the group, she'olam mi bovel, he came up from Bovel, ve'hilol ha'bavli shmoy. His name was Hillel HaBavli, the famous Hillel. She'eshimei shnei gederli ador. He learned by two gederli ador, Shema Yavav Talyin. He learned, he was a big, he was a Talmud that learned by Shema Yavav Talyin. For Yodayan, he for sure knows this halacha. In Pesach, Doich is a Shabbos in Lav. He for sure would know this halacha. Is Pesach, Doich is Shabbos or not? So Shochel, they sent for Hillel, the Koruloi, they called him, Omruloi, they asked him, Klumat to Yodayan, do you know, in my Pesach, Doich is a Shabbos, in a case like now, where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, could we bring the Korban or not? Im Lav or not? Omalahem, he said, answered back, V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lono Bashonah. Is it only once a year that you have this question? Only one korban could you bring on Shabbos? Shadoich as a Shabbos, like you're asking me. Faloi harbe yoisim imasayim sochim. There's like more than 200 kabbonis that are brought on Shabbos throughout the year. Yesh lono b'shona, we have throughout the year. Shadoich as a Shabbos, that come throughout the Shabbos. In other words, the korban atomid. On every Shabbos, we bring two kabbonis. We bring a tomid shel shachar and a tomid shel ben abayim. That's two kabbonis every Shabbos. So now there are 50 Shabbos, let's say 52, let's say 50 throughout the year. So you have two every Shabbos, that's 100. And you have two musafim every Shabbos, shnei kvasim for the musaf, that's four kabbonis every Shabbos that's brought, that's at least 200 kabbonis brought every Shabbos. Now let's say a Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you have more. So there are for sure more than 200 kabbonis brought throughout the year on Shabbos. And what's the reason why? Because by Korban HaTovid it says the word v'moyadoi. At its time, mashma, no matter when it is, this is the time you have to bring it. So he holds the same sfaras like Korban Pesach also. The pasuk says b'mo'ado, at its time on Yudalid, you have to bring the Korban Pesach, no matter what, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, on Yudalid you have to bring it. So that's the way he answered back. Yeshana Shalecha to Shabbos. Omruloi, so they asked Hillel, minayin l'cho, how do you know this? Omulahem, he answered back, nema mo'adoi b'pesach. It says the word mo'adoi at its time, nagei to korban pesach. V'nema mo'adoi b'tomid. It says at its time by korban tomid. The korban tomid has to be brought every single day, b'yoin and b'eriv. And it says b'mo'adoi. So ma mo'adoi yom b'tomid. Just like the word mo'adoi that it says by the korban atomid that we bring every single day, two times a day. Doiches a Shabbos. That everybody knows that on Shabbos you bring the korban atomid, you bring two of them, and you bring two musafim also. Is af mo'adoi yom b'pesach, doiches a Shabbos. Who adin, when the Torah says the word mo'adoi, at its time, by Korban Pesach, it also means that whenever Yud Dalet comes out, that's when you have to bring the Korban Pesach. Whether it comes out on the week day, whether it comes out on Shabbos, the mo'adoi says you have to bring it then. That's one svara. V'yoyd zok hilol have a kal v'choyma. Who? It's a kal v'choyma, it's like a svara. O ma atomid, ma duch the posh of the Korban atomid, that we bring in the morning in Be'er, Ben Arbayim. Shein o'inish koris. If you forgot, if they didn't bring the korban atomid one day, there's no chiyuv koris. Stam, they were mevatel the mitzvah sasei. But you don't get an onus of koris to get killed early because of that. Doich is a Shabbos. Still the locher is you're supposed to bring the korban atomid on every Shabbos. Pesach. If somebody does not bring his korban Pesach, shoinish koris. For not bringing a korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv koris. Is eino din to doich is a Shabbos? For sure I should say it should be doich is a Shabbos. So that's male, that's his kal v'chaim in svarim. Mardechai know that a regular korban atomid is doiches Shabbos, it's even without a gzeres shava. Even if it wouldn't be for the words, for mo'adoi, mo'adoi, the gzeres shava. Stam in svarim. Once I see that a korban atomid is allowed to be brought on Shabbos, so for sure you're allowed to bring a korban Pesach. Because for not bringing a korban Pesach, there's a chiyuv koros involved. That's what Hillel answered. Let's see Rashi. V'chi Pesach echad yesh donash doiches a Shabbos. Well, Yosim u'Masayim Sochim Yesh Donos Doiches Shabbos. Kloimar, Yosim u'Masayim Kabbonos Yesh Doiches Shabbos B'Shona. There are more than 200 Kabbonos we bring on Shabbos throughout the year. Chamishim Shaboshos Shona B'Chol Shabbos B'Shona. Yeah, 50, let's say, Shaboshos throughout the year. B'Chol Shabbos B'Shabbos Arbo. We bring four Kabbonos. Kvosim, we bring four Kvosim, four limbs. Shnayim L'Tamidim, two for Korban Tamid. Or Shnayim L'Masofim. Hare Mosayim, you have at least 200 throughout the year being brought on Shabbos. Levad, excluding the Shabbos Shabbatech Pesach, when you have Pesach, over Teich Achag in the middle of Yahr Sukkis, Shekraven Ben Musafim Ayoim. On Shabbos Sukkis, you bring special Musafim al Sukkis, or else Yom Tiv. Shivas Tloyim, the Pesach, the Yarba also Lechag. So the kids said there are much more than 200 Kabbonis being brought on Shabbos throughout the year. So what's your Sukkis? That's why he answered back these two svaras. Either it's moyadah moyadoi, or else the svara is he has the kal v'choyma. That's what Hillel answered back. So the Gemara, miyad, right away, miyad, hoishivuhu barosh. They made him the president. They made him like the king. And so Hillel, Or minu nasi alein, they made him for the president over them. He was the nasi. For he yedoyrish kol yom kula bilchas haPesach. And he started to give drushes. They see knew much more than everybody else. He started to give them drushes, teach him hilchas haPesach. He's called mekantrim b'dvorim. And while he was talking Hillel, he started to a little bit rank them out a little bit. Mekantrim b'dvorim, he gave it to them a little bit. He spoke a little bit, maybe too stark, he spoke to them. Mekantrim b'dvorim. Omer lehem, migorim lochem, she'ela mi bovel, v'yeya nasi lechem. Who caused it? That I should be the one to come up from bovel, and I became the king, or became the nasi, the president over you? Atzlis shehoise b'chem. It's your fault. You were at Solem, you were lazy. It's your laziness. Because few people also should have come up to Yerushalayim and learned from my big rebbein that I learned from. He said, I also used to be in Bavel. And it's called Hillel Hillel first lived in Bavel. But Hillel wasn't lazy. He traveled up to Yerushalayim and learned by Shmai Vatalvian. That's why Shtaydes to be the big Hillel. Then he came back to Bavel. So while he was giving them the drush, he told all of them, hey, you know why you don't know anything? And I know so much, because I went to you, so I wasn't lazy. But you were lazy people, that's why you don't know so much. That's called Mekantrim B'dvarim. He started to give it to him a little bit. So what we'll see in Amid Beis, Vaisti is called a little bit Yura, a little bit Valgaivanik that Hillel had. Even though it's always brought down, Hillel was a big oniv, but here Vaisti says, Teichat D'vorim, he said a little bit too much. So because this, the Gemara Beis says, he forgot halacha. When somebody comes about Valgaivanik, Maisi Yura, because of that, his only shiz, he forgets halachis. That was this ma'aser now. Omru loy, Rebbe. So now the yes Hillel l'shaila. Shochach lo hevi sak in Erev Shabbos. What's going to be if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? You're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, but we forgot to bring our knives to the Azara before Shabbos. Mahu. Am I allowed to carry the knife on Shabbos to the Beis Hamikdash? That was my shaila. I can't make the shechita without a knife. And you know how many kabonis they brew, thousands of kabonis, they need a lot of knives. Mustam, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Shabbos. That would be nisi deraisa, some of tikkun mona there. So, Guru, you had to have a lot of knives there before Shabbos in order to do so many shchitas. So they said, what's going to be if somebody forgot to bring the knife before Shabbos? Does he have a heter to bring it on Shabbos or not? Omer lehem, so Hillel said, halacha zu shamati. I remember learning this halacha, v'shachachti, but I forgot it. That's what the Gemara is saying. It was an oinish min hashemayim that he forgot the locha, because he acted like a little bit of a bagaivinik. Ella, he said, Hanach lel Yisrael, leave the Yidin alone, and may neviim heim, b'nei neviim heim. If they're not neviim, they're the children of neviim, means that Mestam the Eibishter will give them the right psak, Mestam they'll do the right way. Is lamocha what happened tomorrow attack on Shabbos? By the halacha lemaisa, he couldn't answer them. So it came tomorrow on Shabbos, is misha pischa tlev, somebody brought a tlev, brought a sheep for the korban. It has a lot of wool on it. It is toichle b'simmer. What they did was, they took their knife and stuck it into the tzemer, into the wool of the animal, and let the animal carry the knife to the Beis Hamikdash. So it's only nisad rabbonin. It's only a teklacha yad. It's only, it wasn't called the real carrying, because that's not a derech to carry it that way. The yisur would be is mechamer. You're not let it do work with the animal on Shabbos. So if you put bundles on top of your animal and let your animal carry it for you, that's an issur d'oraisa of mechamer. You're making your animal carry things for you on Shabbos. But here it was kalacha yad. It wasn't the normal manner of carrying it. It was b'shinui. So it's only an issur d'rabbonin. So that really was the shaila. Are you allowed to do this issur d'rabbonin of carrying the knife to the Beis Hamikdash today to bring the korban Pesach or not? That was the shaila. He forgot the halacha. But l'maisa, that's what they did. And the Gemara is soon going to say they did the right way. Yitaka, they were allowed to do this. But that's what they did. Whoever had a sheep stuck his knife in the wool. Misha pischugdi, whoever used the goat. A goat doesn't have a wool. He has a beard. He has. It's the beard. He can't stick the knife in the beard. It's toichve ben kanav. The answer was in between his horns. That's where they stuck the knife. Also, klacha yad, a shino abnormal manner, which is only yosim and rabbonim. That's where they did it. The Gemara says, ro mice after Hillel saw them doing this, v'nisker alocha, now talk to remember the alocha. The Omer and Hillel told them, kach nu kublanim fi shmai vatalyan. This is the way talk I was makabala heard from my Rebbe, shmai vatalyan. The what? That he said like this, Omer, the vatalyan. This is the way I heard. In other words, that you did right, the Rashi says. You are allowed to do this. This is the halacha that you are allowed to do this. Okay, since it's only an issur of the rabbonin, and this issur of the rabbonin is mamish now with tzorech for the korban pesach, otherwise you can't shech the animal. So this shvus they were mekel, even though the shvusim in the mishnah they weren't mekel, but this shvus they were mekel on.
Yeah. Omamar says before, Sehillel told them, Nema Mayadei BePesach. It says the word in the Torah Mayadei by Korban Pesach. V'Nema Mayadei BeTomid. It says in the Torah by bringing the Korban Atomid, it says the word Mayadei. Ma Mayadei Yoma BeTomid. Just like the word Mayadei, it says by Korban Tomid. Doiches HaShabbos. Because Pasha, the word Mayadei means every single day at this time you have to bring it. Is Af Mayadei Yoma BePesach Doiches HaShabbos. The same way when the Torah says by Korban Pesach Mayadei at its right time means no matter what time it is, any day that your Dalet comes out, whether it's on Shabbos or not, you have to bring the Korban Pesach. For the Gemara now, V'tomid Gufa Minolan. How do I know that by Korban Atomid Gufa the Dachi Shabbos? How do I know it's Dachi Shabbos? How do we know this halachom? Maybe the Tomid is only brought 6 days a week. When it comes out on Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to bring it. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum Dechsiv Beba Mayadoi, because you're the Pasuk word Mayadoi. Like we're saying it to now, Pasuk. The Mayadoi means at its right time. At its right time means, Atomid means every single day. So every single day it is its right time. So Shabbos is also its right time. So from the word Mayadoi alone means even on Shabbos. For the Gemara, that's Pshat, Pesach Nam Yechsiv Beba Mayadoi. Pesach Torah also says the word Mayadoi. So why do you have to have a limud like a Gzera Shabbos for? If you could tell me the word itself, Mayadoi, means at its right time, no matter what, so Pesach, I don't have to learn out Pesach from the Korban Tomid, but Fakert, the same way I know by Korban Tomid, I know it by Korban Pesach, because the exact same word says in both places. The Gemara's Mashma have to learn out Korban Pesach from Korban Tomid. Now if you know by Korban Tomid, because Poshid, that's the meaning of the word Mayadoi, even on Shabbos, so Pesach, I don't have to learn it out from Tomid. It says the word Mayadoi by Pesach, it means even on Shabbos. Ela, you have to say Mayadoi lemashmulei. No, Mayadoi could mean at its time when in the weekdays. The 6 days a week, that's when they bring in the Korban Tomid. But maybe on Shabbos, not. Hochinami Mayadoi lemashmulei. Here also, by Korban Pesach or by Korban Tomid, the word Mayadoi alone does not have to mean even on Shabbos. Maybe no, maybe it only means in the weekday. So if it only means in the weekday, how do we know Taka by the Korban Tomid? You're allowed to bring it even on Shabbos. And the Gemara Elo Omakro, the Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, Al Oilas HaTomid. It's a special korban you bring on Shabbos, the Musafim on Shabbos. The Pasuk says, Al Oilas HaTomid. You bring it after you brought the korban HaTomid on Shabbos. That's when you bring the Musafim of Shabbos. Michlal, the Tomid korban b'Shabbos. Here's an often apostate that you're allowed to bring the Tomid on Shabbos. Because it says you bring the Musafim on Shabbos, Al Tomid. On the Tomid. Mashma, first you bring the Tomid Shoshachar, then you bring the Musafim. So the kids enough in the Pasuk that you are allowed to bring the Korban HaTomid on Shabbos. So now we know what is the taisha of the word Mayadoi, even on Shabbos. So therefore it's very good we learn out Korban Pesach from Tomid. Just like by Korban HaTomid, Mayadoi means even on Shabbos, who are now by Korban Pesach also, Mayadoi means even. Omamar, then Hillel said, we learned before, then Hillel said another loch, Omamar, V'yoyid kal v'choyma, av kal v'choyma. Uma tomid shein oynish koris. Madach, if you don't bring a korban atomid, there's no oynish koris. Doich es a Shabbos, you'll have to do it on Shabbos. Pesach, shein oynish koris, shein adin shedoich es a Shabbos. If you don't bring a korban Pesach, there's an oynish koris. So for sure, you see, it's more strong, more strict than a korban atomid, it should be doich es a Shabbos. So the more equal a mirfach, on this kal v'choyma, av a pircha, I could ask you a question, shrug it up. Mal the tomid you can't tell the kolo. A korban atomid comes every single day. That's why it's so common. That's why it's even brought on Shabbos. Also, the kolo is a korban oila. Oila, the whole thing is burnt. Just the skin is taken off. The skin is given to the kanim, but all the meat and all the fat is burnt. That's a more strict halacha. A korban mashen can korban a pesach, which just the fats are burnt, but the rest of the meat is taken on the bialim eat it. Maybe that's not doing a Shabbos. That's a pirch on the kal b'chayim. So Mar says like this, Omalu Bereisha, it's like a truth, it's a good pircha. Kal v'choymola Omalu Bereisha. First, Hillel said over the kal v'choyma. O pirchu, and it's true, he asked a good kasha back on the kal v'choyma. V'odu Omalu Gzeira Shover. And then he said back a Gzeira Shover. And the Gzeira Shover is the emes. That's how you learn out Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. So
why can't we learn from kal v'choyma by Bris Mila, which is Deicha Shabbos?
Was one to the other. Different halacha. Is that carbonus?
It's not
Mila. It says Yud Gimel. Yeah, but it says that Yud Gimel Brisus curse by Bris Mila. It's more common than halacha Bris Mila. The chimiyach of the mar, the chimiyach of the gomag zera shover. I was there the kabel chaima lomli. Why the chal that you have to say a kabel chaima? It is a zera shover. Eli meant to say this. The two come. He meant to say back.
Hillel meant to say back to these people. Bishleim Gzeir Shavu. This time I can understand why you didn't know this Gzeir Shavu. Loigam Risu. Because Gzeir Shavu, you didn't learn from your Rebbe, or Gzeir Shavu, you can't say yourself. The klal is, they ain't know them dan Gzeir Shavu miyatzmein. A Gzeir Shavu is a type of a limud, that's like Aloch L'moshim Sinai. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe, which words are put in the Torah for a pshat of Gzeir Shavu. Even if you have a svara, you understand the logic. These two should mean the same things, yet not a drosha. A Gzeir Shavu is something you need a Kabbalah. So he says, Bishleim of the Gzeir Shavu, you didn't learn, like you said, Hillel said, you didn't learn by my Rebbein, by Shmai V'Atalvian. So that I understand why you didn't know. El a Kal V'Chayma, but a Kal V'Chayma, that's a svara. The Odam Dan Meyat, a person is allowed to make his own Kal V'Chayma. That's his own logic. You're allowed to make this logic. If this is lenient, that's the way. So this was a more stricter halacha, for sure it should have that halacha. So he boiled a chula meidon. On this, Hillel had a good question to them. How come this you didn't know yourself? Even without a Rebbe, you should have known the Kal V'Chayma. Amruloy, the Taki answered him back. We knew that Kal V'Chayma. But Kal V'Chayma prichu. But on that Kal V'Chayma, we have a question to you. You want to say that Tomid is less strict? No, Tomid has 2 milers. Tomid is brought every single day, and also the whole thing is burnt. Maybe that's why it's Deicha Shabbos. But maybe a carbon pesach, which is not brought every day and not the whole thing burnt, maybe it's not Deicha Shabbos. Omamar. So he says, what was the Maisa? Lamocha Misha Pischot Tler Teichloi B'Timroi. Whoever had a sheep put his knife in the wool. Gidi, whoever had a goat, Teichloi Ben Karnav. He stuck it in between the horns. Kredigmar Kasha, how were they allowed to do this?